Philippians, chapter 1. Paul and Timothy, slaves of Christ Jesus, to all the saints in Christ Jesus who are at Philippi, with the overseers and servants. Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God on all my remembrance of you. Always in every supplication of mine on behalf of all of you, making my supplication with joy. For your fellowship in furtherance of the good news from the first day until now. Being confident of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will perfect it until the day of Christ Jesus. Even as it is right for me to be thus minded on behalf of all of you, because I have you in my heart, inasmuch as, both in my bonds and in the defense and confirmation of the good news, all of you are co-partners with me of grace. For God is my witness, how I long after all of you in the tender mercies of Christ Jesus. And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and all discernment. So that you may approve the things that are excellent, that you may be sincere and void of offense to the day of Christ. Being filled with the fruits of righteousness, which are through Jesus Christ, to the glory and praise of God. Now I would have you know, brothers, that the things which happened to me have fallen out rather to the progress of the good news. So that my bonds became manifest in Christ throughout the whole Praetorian Guard, and to all the rest. And that most of the brothers in the Lord, being confident through my bonds, are more abundantly bold to speak the word without fear. Some indeed preach Christ even of envy and strife, and some also of goodwill. The ones that preach from love know that I am set for the defense of the good news. But, the ones that proclaim Christ insincerely from faction, think to raise up affliction for me in my bonds. What then? Only that in every way, whether in pretense or in truth, Christ is proclaimed, and in this I rejoice, yes, and will rejoice. For I know that this will turn out to my salvation, through your supplication and the supply of the Spirit of Jesus Christ. According to my earnest expectation and hope, that in nothing will I be put to shame, but that with all boldness, as always, so now also Christ will be magnified in my body, whether by life, or by death. For to me to live is Christ, and to die is gain. But if to live in the flesh, if this will bring fruit from my work, then what I will choose I don't know. But I am in a strait between the two, having the desire to depart and be with Christ, for it is very far better. Yet to stay in the flesh is more needful for your sake. And having this confidence, I know that I will stay, yes, and stay with all of you, for your progress and joy in the faith. That your glorying may abound in Christ Jesus in me through my presence with you again. Only let your manner of life be worthy of the good news of Christ, that, whether I come and see you or am absent, I may hear of your state, that you stand fast in one spirit, one soul, struggling for the faith of the good news. And in nothing frightened by the adversaries, which is for them an evident token of perdition, but of your salvation, and that from God. Because to you it has been granted in the behalf of Christ, not only to believe on him, but also to suffer in his behalf. Having the same conflict which you saw in me, and now here to be in me.